ready to take you down to Pine Ridge for another visit with Lum and Abner. Brought to you by the makers of Horlicks, the original malted milk. Before we start, I have a special message for all you young folks who listen to Lum and Abner. Now that summer is here, every one of you young people should get acquainted with Horlicks malted milk. It's as cool and refreshing a drink as you can possibly find. It'll help build up your muscles, too, keep you healthy and strong, help you to excel in the games you play. What's more, you can make a good glass full of Horlicks yourself. Just mix plenty of the powder with cold water or milk using Mother's egg beater, and you're all set. Tell Mother you want some Horlicks. Tell her how good and wholesome, how nourishing and easy to digest Horlicks is. Just tell her that and ask her to buy a package at her favorite druggist in either natural or chocolate flavor. Tell Mother which you prefer. And now, let's see what's happening down in Pine Ridge. Well, yesterday, Lum and Abner discovered an old ordinance passed in the early days prohibiting the operation of a theatrical entertainment on the second floor of any building in Pine Ridge because of the fire hazard. As Squire Stimp's Hippodrome is on the second floor, this affords the old fellows an opportunity to eliminate the competition that has been paralyzing business for the Pine Ridge Planetarium. As we look in on Pine Ridge today, we find Grandpappy Spears over at the Jot 'em Down store seeking legal recourse after having been discharged by Squire Stimp. Lum not being present, Grandpappy telling his troubles to Abner. Listen.
Well, Grandpap, I thought you had a contract with Squire guaranteeing you 3 months' work.
Well, I thought I did too, Abner. I sure never would have quit you, feller. That's what I wanted to see Lum about.
You mean see him about getting a job?
Well, no, not exactly that. I want him to look at this contract, and I don't know enough about legal matters, but Squire claims this contract ain't binding to nobody but me.
Yeah, I know. That's what he told us yesterday. And Lum looked it up in his law books to see if he couldn't find some way to make him pay you anyway, but I don't know what he ever done about it.
And it just got me worried to death. It couldn't have happened at a worse time. I don't know what me and Charity's going to do. I've fooled around now till it's too late to put in a crop this year.
Yeah. Well, you ought not to ever left us over here, Grandpap. We wouldn't have paid you as much as he did, but you'd have had steady work.
Well, Squire got me off and told me this big story, telling me how much more money I'd make if I joined up with him, and I never had no better sense than to listen to him.
Yeah, well, you ought to know by now that a body can't put no beef in this and nothing that Squire says.
I found that out. Well, Cedric Weehunt, too. Promised him $10 a week to quit you fellas and go to work for him.
Yeah, I just don't see how he pays any such wages as that.
Well, he ain't paying them. Cedric's getting $2.50 a week. Squire cut his wages down after he started to work for him.
Well, we were paying him $3 a week. Looks like he'd quit Squire.
Well, he's prepared to. He'd love to go back to work for you fellas, but he's scared to quit Squire. Feared you fellas won't hire him now after quitting the way he did.
Well, I do know. Well, I thought there was something wrong about these big wages that Squire was paying.
I just hope you fellas run him clean out of business. That's what I hope.
Just a quick thing to you, Grandpap. Now, don't breathe this to a soul. But me and Lum got a way started up now to fold that place of his up tighter in a pair of new shoes.
Yeah, I don't know, Abner. I hope you do, but I got my doubts about it. I'm feared he's too slick for you and Lum.
Well, he won't be slick enough to get out of this hole. Now, don't you tell me, but now me and Lum find out that he's a violating the law every time he opens them doors over there.
Violating the law?
Yes, sir.
Well, it ain't again the law to run a picture show, is it?
Well, it is the way he's running him.
Well,
it's a long time the old ordinance here in the statute yesterday. It's passed in Pine Ridge in 1907. Well, it says that it's again the law to have a theater upstairs anyway.
It is?
Yes, sir. And Lum's going to get out the papers, and I'm going to farm them on. Just pull this place right up tonight.
Yeah, good for you. Good for you.
You ain't lost a thing by getting fired, Grandpap, or you'd be out of work anyway.
Well, I never know we had a law like that in Pine Ridge.
Oh, well, we never need it. Nobody does, I don't reckon. But she sure does. And there ain't another building in town if he can get it. I know he can't afford to build one.
Well, that's the best news I've heard, and I don't know him on Squire's eyes bug out when he hears about that.
He's going to be mad enough about it.
It's good enough for him, too.
Yeah. Well, sure, we had the first idea to put in a show, and just because we wouldn't sell him a 30-inch truss and ours, why, he just opened that nut for spite.
Yeah, I feel ashamed of myself quitting you fellas and going to work for him.
Anyway. Well, we never blamed you, Grandpa. He offered you more money, and he's glad to see you get it. glad to see you get all your clothes.
Well, that's nice of you to feel that way about it, Admiral. I sort of hesitated about coming over here today. I never know.
Now, wait. Here comes Long Mal, Grandpap. He can look that contact over first.
Yeah. You're sure he ain't got a kicking up?
I know. You ought to hear him here yesterday when Squire said he let you go. He'd have thought he'd been fired. Yeah, wait a minute. Hey,
Lom,
look who's here.
Well, I do know. How
are
you, Granddad?
Oh, just only tolerably, Lom. How's yourself?
Oh, I ain't got no complaints to make, I reckon. I hear just the Squire let you go over there.
Yeah, Grandpap brought that contact along, Lom. I want you to look it over from
him. Yeah, Squire says there ain't nothing in here to keep him from letting me go anytime he wants to.
Well, I'll be glad to read it and give you my opinions on it.
Yeah,
that is. See if there's any way I can make him pay me for the 3 months' work anyway.
Well, now, Lom can tell by looking at it. I'll guarantee you that.
Well, I don't like that best compliment right in my own face, but I will admit I do know legal matters if I do say so myself.
I'll say, though. You just ought to hear him read out of one of them big law books, Grandpap. He can say might not all them big words are seen like.
Oh, well, ain't nothing to that. Body gets used to them legal terms that way. It's just like saying little bitty words.
I don't see how he does it.
Reliance, party of the first part, in case him does.
You just ought to say anything when he goes to talking all matters with somebody. He uses so many big words that they don't know what he's talking about half the time.
Yeah, I do know.
I'd just give anything if I could talk that way. Now, he can read that thing over if he's got there in his hand. He just what it means. I'll get mixed up. I'm party to the first party and all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I do too.
Look at the way he squints his eyes up that way. He's a thinking life hard when he does that. He learned that from a county judge in that meeting. He squints his in that too.
Why, party of the first part, or Milford's Grandpap, was there any witnesses present when you signed this document?
You might be anybody with you, what he's talking about, Grandpap. I know I've heard him say that before.
Yeah, my nephew Luke was standing there, but he went out to Oklahoma to visit some of his wife's relations now.
Mm-hmm. Witnesses has dispersed then.
Yeah.
I reckon we'll have to get out some of them irrigation papers and bring them back over next state.
That's the wonderfulest thing I ever heard in my life.
I don't know whose jurisdiction it would come under, and it'd be unethical for me to say that the defendant is guilty beyond a reasonable doubt, but as your retainer, Cobarters, I'd say the hypotheses of the case indicates that, that the party of the first part could be held responsible, and the party of the second party can levy on his resources and collateral.
Father Lamb.
Come over that again, Lum. I don't believe I'm following you.
Yeah, I think I thought I'd jump the track there, too, Lum.
Well, the whole thing boiled down is that whilst this instrument is binding to the party of the second part, the first party can waive liabilities on the ground of, on the ground of corpus delicto, e terribitunum, et cetera, and so forth.
Yes, sir, I'd give anything in the world if I could talk like that to where nobody couldn't understand what I was saying.
Well, what I want to know, though, Lum, excuse me for saying so, but what I want to know, can I make Squire pay me for that 3 month work?
Well, now, there's something I couldn't tell you, then. This contract don't say about that one way or the other.
Well, I wish there's some way I could get even with him.
Well, I told you, Grandpap, me and Lom's going to get even with him. I know that we'll have that place of his closed up by 6 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, it just reminds me, too, I better draw up them papers so you can take them over there and serve them on him, Adam.
Oh, ain't you got them fixed up yet?
No, I'll just do that right now. Let me sit down there today.
Yeah, yeah,
sure. Find one of them warrants. There ought to be somewhere.
I don't believe that you got none, Lom. Ain't no use to look there. Don't you know you was looking for one a while back when Sister Simpson wanted to get out a warrant for Taylor Weehum for letting his stock run loose. He gladly looked all over the place for
him. Yeah, that's right. And that's all it says, Taylor, too.
Yeah.
Let's see, I might could use one of these hunting licenses. That's got a lot of legal words in it. You can just read it this far. You don't have to let him see it or nothing.
Well, I don't know where I can speak all them big words or not, Lom.
Well, just tell him he's arrested for running a picture show on the second floor of a building. Wait, here's a search warrant for him.
Oh.
Well, that won't do. Ain't no use to search his place over there. We know what he's got in there.
Well, what's wrong with the hunting license,
Brian? Well, I'm looking at it again. If I fill that thing out, Abner, we'd have him arrested for hunting on the second floor of the building.
Well, that ain't against the law, huh?
Well, I don't know who it is or not, but that ain't what he's done. He's running a picture show over there. That's what we want to charge him with.
Yeah. Why don't you just write it out on a piece of paper, Mom? It don't have to be on no regular warrant, does it?
No, I might could do that. Hand me that writing packet over there.
Yeah. And I make it just as strong as you can. I know this is one warrant that I'm just busting this out. I want to read it right in old Squire's face. I want to go along with him. Oh, me, if he ain't going to be mad when he hears that thing.
Now, let's see. Warrant for arrest. Me and you's going to have to be the complaining witness, you have, man.
Well, good.
I, Lum Edwards, and Abner Peabody, I just scratch this off rough now, charge M.K. Skimp with violating ordinance. Wait a minute. That ain't going to look right.
You mean that kind of paper ain't going to work?
No, it ain't, Ted. I just don't like the idea of me and you bringing these charges again.
Yeah, it's again the law, ain't it, Lum?
Well, yeah, but I don't know. I feel like we're just using the law to fight competition with. If me and you wasn't in the picture show business ourselves, Abner, we wouldn't even think of doing such a thing as this. It's just an old law that ought to have been took off in the record years ago.
Well, it's still the law, Lon.
Yeah, but I don't like to take advantage of my office this way. I never could feel right about it. No, let's just tear it up and forget about it. I just won't do it.
Well, I'll be dead blind. After all, Squire Skimp done to us, and here you are getting chicken-hearted when we've got a chance to close that place of his up and get shut up.
Well, here now, if that's again the law, I want to see that place closed up. I'll bring a charge against him myself. As a citizen of Pine Ridge, I demand that you make out a warrant for his arrest.
Now, that's the time, Grandpap. Now, you've got to do it, Lon. You're the justice of the peace, and Grandpap's got his life.
Grandpap is one citizen that demands that the law be carried out to the letter. Ladies and gentlemen, before we leave the old fellows for the night, listen to what one of their friends says. Quote, "Don't know just how to say it, but your programs sure mean a lot to us. We are constant users of Horlicks malted milk and have lately started using your tablets. My husband works in a shop and finds them a great help in pepping him up. And also they stop his craving for a smoke, as he cannot smoke while working. I guess you didn't know that point about them." End of quote. Well, as a matter of fact, we did know how useful Horlicks tablets are for smokers. We have received many letters similar to that one from smokers who, unable to smoke at work, find Horlicks tablets great for filling in. If for any reason you can't smoke during the day, carry a flask of Horlicks tablets along. They're just the thing to relieve that craving you probably get. Your druggist has them in 10-cent and larger-sized flasks. This is Carlton Pritchard, speaking for Lum and Abner and Horlicks, who now bid you all good night and good health.